It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know where the lucky people are at. What is the luckiest thing that has ever happened to you? I bring this up because, well, I want some Chinese food now. A fortune cookie led a Maryland man to a lottery win. The man said his cookie told him it was his lucky day. Well, that's never happened for a cookie before, now has it? Where it's like, hey, it's your lucky day. Every cookie says that. I mean, but apparently he acted on this one and it paid off. He later went that day to a gas station and he borrowed some money from his brother to buy a scratch-off ticket, which won him $100,000. That's pretty sweet.
Whoa. That is so sad that he had to borrow money just to buy a scratch-off.
Well, maybe he didn't have cash on him. Maybe he's not totally
broke.
Can you not
buy it with a card?
A lot of places you can't use your card. Some places
okay,
will
maybe I prejudged that.
No, but you could be right. Maybe that's just like, hey, I ain't got no money, but I brought $2 for the scratch off. I'm feeling
lucky.
Well,
he was feeling lucky, so I get it.
Well, he did.
Worked out for him in the long run.
Scratched off $100,000. Him and his brother plan to go on some vacations and attend some professional soccer games. I guess they really enjoy soccer. So that's pretty lucky. $100,000. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. For me, I thought I was pretty lucky. It was not this past Christmas, but the one before our company Christmas party. We each got like $50 in casino gaming money, and then I brought like $150 with me myself, and I put it in there, so I had about $200 loaded on, and I was doing like $5 max bet at this like Wheel of Fortune little slot machine. I ended up hitting on like my sixth spin, like $30 in, and I won. Well, I still haven't talked about how much I won.
How much?
I really don't want to talk about
it. Why do you do that? It's so annoying. Like, literally just tell us.
It was
a
lot.
My guess is $1,500.
It was a lot of money.
More or less than $1,000?
More.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the most I ever won. I've lost way more than that casinos in my life, but that was so lucky. I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Like, everybody's like, where did Joe go? I'm like, I'm going to blow all this because I'm a gambling addict. So I got my money and I ran away. But I thought that was pretty lucky.
Yeah, that is. So this story kind of reminds me a little bit of Kesha's story.
What's her story?
Kesha, when she very, very first came on the scene, I don't know if you remember this song, but she was on Sugar with Flo Rida.
I think like the background singer or something
like
that. Yeah,
okay. She was featured on the track.
Yeah.
And she talks about how that song was out. It was, you know, one of the top songs in the country. It was everywhere. And she was in a grocery store and they started playing it. And she was shopping, wondering if her card was going to work because she was that broke. She didn't even know if she had like a couple bucks to get something to eat.
Wow.
Meanwhile, her song is one of the top songs. But because of the deal she had signed or whatever, the contract, and only being a featured artist on it, she wasn't making like any money from that song. So it was just kind of weird. Everyone knew her and she still couldn't like afford to eat at that time. But now, of course, you know, well, she had some success and then that kind of got ruined by her producer, Dr. Luke or whatever, which is kind of sad. So
Not to repeat that, but I don't see anything that's lucky about that
well,
at all. That sounds
lucky.
Like terrible luck.
No, it's not lucky, but the idea of like being super broke, that's what I'm saying. But
okay. I was like, isn't she lucky she had a terrible producer that ruined her career? Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Pick us up from that. What do you got? What was your luck?
I was in a car accident, and luckily my seatbelt broke because the bottom part of my seat went into the dashboard, like completely in, and the back part of my seat went through the back window.
Oh, my gosh.
And so had it not broke, my body would have been cut in half.
Oh, my God.
I always wonder about stories like this. I remember, I'll never forget when Oprah was still a thing. She had a family on that, like, the entire wedding party or something like that died in a limousine crash because
yeah.
They were all wearing seatbelts and they were all decapitated or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that stuff freaks me out.
We are ruining this lucky segment. I'm just throwing that out. This is terrible.